Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. Hello, Jaima Yomis. My name is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul and manifesting. Oh, the concept and understanding of manifesting is something that it's become very widespread. There's a mass knowing now into human consciousness in more recent decades, which is exciting, but also confusing. I mean, this practice that we want to understand on a deep level, there's a lot of confusion surrounding it, along with illusion and delusion on the subject. Yet also, there's even more of an abundance of information that is very helpful, yet it's not always super easy to practice, like some people might make it seem to be. It's not simple. It's not easy, but there can be challenges, especially when you start to do the inner work in order to allow yourself to manifest. And you and I mean, we need to put in the work. This was a highly requested topic, so I figured I might as well just cover this topic to the best of my ability. And I intend to empower us to manifest properly. There were some things I needed to remind myself of because there's a lot of beautiful things I've manifested in my life, but also I've made some mistakes along my path. I mean, the past 18 years since I first learned about manifesting, there was a lot of confusion and mistakes that I made along the way that I want to help you avoid or even help you adjust them along your manifestation path if you are experiencing some of the mistakes right now. You know, I remember being introduced to this universal law and power in high school at the age of 15 when the movie The Secret came out. I was hooked. I was obsessed, but there were so many pieces to this puzzle that I didn't quite understand. You know, I had my friends make a vision board with me because I got so excited about it, even though they thought I was silly. When it came down to actually creating the vision board, I do remember I didn't really want them to know what I really wanted to manifest. I just was excited about creating this with them. So when I did create my first vision board, honestly, because it was so personal and I knew people would see this, my friends are here with me creating this, I didn't do it correctly because I wasn't being honest, because I felt my dreams were personal and I was afraid of them knowing my dreams. So my vision board, I didn't really create something that was super honest with what I really wanted to manifest because I was afraid of what my friends would think. I was 15, keep in mind. And it's not about being honest with them per se, because to be honest, your friends, family don't really need to know. It's fine if you want them to, but it really is always between you and the universe. The one person you have to be honest with is yourself. myself. And so even me not being honest on my vision board about my manifestations, in a sense, I was also not being honest to myself, the most important person to be honest to. And so I kept thinking about my dreams, and I was visualizing like crazy and meditating like crazy on my dreams. I didn't even know that I was meditating on them, by the way. I just realized that later in life, but I was doing all the things. And I do believe, of course, maybe some of it opened some doors because there were some pieces within me that felt worthy, but there were others that were lacking it. And if you want to manifest it all, there can't be any lack within. And so, yeah, I know exactly why those visions really didn't end up aligning in the long run. And it could be because it wasn't my destiny, of course. Yeah, that's possible. But actually, I do think it has a lot to do with the fact that I still was held back so much with self-doubt and anxiety, living in the past, and plagued by insecurities, which really turned into this paralyzing fear. And again, I wasn't being honest with myself about the root causes even, or trying to heal these little pieces that I knew deep down on a subconscious level were really holding me back. And so I only ended up masking them in a variety of ways to make me seem from the outside world like a self-assured and confident woman. And so therefore I didn't allow the hold that these energies had on me to really release from my mind and my body and my spirit. And so that's truly the key piece. The key knowing to manifesting is to prepare your mind, body, and spirit to help you not only dance and live this desire, but to also inspire you to take actions towards these manifestations, which most of us by now, I mean, we know a lot of manifestation, motivational talks, or even movies like The Secret have left out the power and also the necessary component of having to take action. This is one step you cannot skip. And not just action, but also, I mean, inspired action, action that comes to you or through you. It could be to you suggested by others who've walked a similar path, and you're like, oh, I'm gonna do these steps. I feel a little compelled and a little nudged to go take these action steps that these other people took, and I feel very inspired by it. Or it could be something that just comes to you or through you, and you're like, oh, this, I came up with this experience, this idea, and I'm going to execute it. Or it could be a little bit of both. You get inspired by somebody's action steps, and then through that, this is usually what happens, through that experience, you end up receiving something, some sort of inspiration or info or whatever it is, and you execute on that because you are in on this wave of momentum that just keeps you going. It's always fun. It's always a high dance. It feels so good to be riding that wave of momentum. With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Like I said, you got to prepare your mind, body, and spirit. So you have to rehearse with your mind over and over and over to prepare the body, train the body to move there, to walk in this experience as well, to dance in this experience. And therefore, you're also training your spirit to feel into all of this. So when you manifest in the right way, you must remove all the blocks of self-doubt, the anxieties, the living in the past, the insecurities, the overwhelm, the fears, whatever it is that prevent you from welcoming it in. And you retrain, basically brainwash yourself to help you finally get whatever it is you want, whatever it is that you desire. Manifesting the right way. All of this to say, because it could have sounded like a little bit of mumbo jumbo to some people. So all of this to say that might actually help you is you must fully see and experience and even feel your way into whatever it is you want, but also have this unwavering knowing that you deserve it, that you're not going to let any of the doubts and the blocks and the obstacles plague you, stop you. You know, it's beyond wishing or hoping as well. I think that's a big misconception, a little bit of a delusion, is to think that you can just wish it, because that only continues to amplify this sense of lack within you. And you're aware that you're not exactly there yet. So wishing is only creating more of that sense of, oh, I don't have this yet. For example, if you say, I wish I had a partner, well, this only makes you feel more alone. I wish I had a partner. Oh, well, now my brain knows, remembers I'm alone. I wish I had more money. Oh, well, now my brain remembers that I don't have all the money I want right now, or I'm broke, or whatever it is, that story that you have been attached to, or I wish I had a different job. And this will only bring more of a sense of the fact that this is a job that you're in that you don't feel aligned with and you feel stuck in, and you're just amplifying that feeling. So it's about this inner feeling that can be amplified by certain thoughts that we need to shift. So instead, we want to have one of the strongest intentions of what we want. We want to declare this with unwavering knowing that it is coming. So no more of the what ifs or the buts or the whataboutisms. It's about claiming this desire and feeling that you can simply just taste it and you smell it, that it's on the way, and you're feeling your unwavering commitment to helping it move closer towards you. So you say, I'm committed. I am committed to finding my soulmate. I am committed to feeling healthy in my body. I am committed to getting a certain job. I am committed to opening the doors to this opportunity. I am committed to financial freedom. I am committed to writing a masterpiece for people to enjoy and be inspired by. I am committed to healing my trauma. I mean, that is the first step anyway, is to heal the trauma, the shadows, release the obstacles within, right? So maybe your first step is saying, I'm committed to healing this so I can also commit to finding my soul pet. Whatever it is, you will as well. You can also say, like, this is not just you wishing. I am using manifesting, the practice of manifesting, to make it happen. And when you claim this energy, you're claiming this commitment. The next step is about empowering yourself to make it happen. So again, back to releasing the blocks. When you say this out loud, notice what blocks do arise within you, because there might be that voice of doubt in your mind that says something. What are those what ifs? What are those whataboutisms that are just coming to mind intrusively that are telling you that you can't make it happen? Because those are the thoughts and the feelings that we need to shift and work on. And that is you doing a lot of, and we have a lot of episodes on this. It could be journaling. It could be therapy. It could be speaking with a friend to really try to shift your perspective. I know my besties in life have helped me shift my perspective on some things, which is everything. Yeah, shifting your perspective or shifting your feelings within, your thoughts, in whatever way, shape, or form you can to heal it, to release it. That is the one thing you want to work on. Could be a whole nother episode. And like I said, we have many episodes on it, but that is the most difficult part about this whole manifestation process, is to release whatever's going on within and shift it so we can align with whatever it is that we desire. So we can step on what some people call the vibrational wavelength. We can align, our vibrational wavelength will align with whatever that is. And once we're a match, there's no stopping us. Some people don't align with that languaging, but if anything, you might align with just the knowing that if you can shift this self-doubt or whatever it is within and block you from it, you know that that no longer will plague you or stop you from taking those action steps to get what you want. Let's just say, for example, Jamie is manifesting her dream partner. There's a few thoughts and feelings that may tell her to not open that door, even if she can feel her hand on the handle. And maybe it's because her parents don't have a great relationship and she's internalized that. Sometimes, by the way, parents and our greatest influences, like our parents, usually our parents, are the first places to start to look at. So maybe, you know, she had a bad relationship in the past as well. That's another place to look at. Maybe she's not over a past relationship, or maybe also she's just never had a relationship. And all of the above are just potential cases that may be holding her back from opening the door. And so that's a little bit of a fear that we've got to shift our thoughts and perspective on, that Jamie's got to shift her thoughts and perspective on through therapy, through journaling, through talking with a friend, through really doing a lot of inner shadow work, whatever it is. But she's just got to shift that. Sometimes it's not so easy to just say, some people can do it. Some people can just say, whatever, that doesn't concern me anymore. But a lot of people have a hard time letting go of these blocks. And so once you let those go, it's wild what you'll be able to accomplish and achieve, and also what inspired actions might come to you, or what experiences might come walking your way because you were able to see something more clearly. Some stuff has always been there, but sometimes these blockers block us from seeing the opportunities that are there. Or also maybe it's financial freedom. You know, she's wanting to manifest complete financial freedom. I know that I've experienced the financial freedom in life, and then now I feel like I'm going through a part two of walking through that again, because also sometimes when we manifest, it doesn't mean for life if we just let it go by the wayside. That sometimes happens. Life happens, but that's okay, because we can always, it's always there. It's always there for us to manifest again or experience again, call in again for ourselves. And I'm excited. I'm oddly excited to work through this again in my life and work through my blocks of my finances. I know I've done it before. So one benefit I do have is I've done it before, I can do it again. And if you have that in any way, shape, or form, like, for example, it is a soulmate and you've already found love in the past, you've done it before, you can do it again. That this knowing is so liberating. And so these blocks, aka these obstacles that people may be experiencing that are preventing them from manifesting, you know, it really is the key to helping us open these doors. I'm going to continue to repeat that. I'd love to share something important with all the women tuning in. As many of us encounter fluctuations in our hormones at some point, you know, whether it's related to cortisol or estrogen or whatever it is, the effects can manifest in various ways like sleep disruptances or changes in our appetite or bloating or discomfort. We've all been there. We all have periods of this indeed. And some of the listeners might be navigating through menopause or perimenopause or have a woman in their life that they know might be dealing with this right now. And so regardless of age or your situation, Happy Mammoth, the creator of Hormone Harmony, is committed to simplifying women's lives. They prioritize using scientifically backed ingredients that are proven to be effective for women without compromising their quality. Hormone Harmony isn't just tailored for menopause. Any woman experiencing changes in her hormonal levels can benefit from it. However, it's particularly effective for alleviating the challenging symptoms associated with menopause, such as hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts and mood swings, disrupted sleep and persistent fatigue, occasional bloating and discomfort, loss of intimacy drive. Hormone Harmony addresses these issues comprehensively. And so one of its most significant advantages would be to help women feel themselves again, which is a sentiment that is echoed in the multitude of reviews, over 17,000 to be exact. And so for a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MAGIC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com for 15% off your entire order when you use the code MAGIC at checkout. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my Liquid Lash Extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics. C-A-U-S-E Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order. A lot of times we need to look at our parents' relationships with things. Like, do our parents have a good relationship with money? Maybe we need to look at that. Or do we get a dopamine hit every time we spend money and so we kind of overspend? Maybe we need to look at that. But these are shifts and these are perspectives that we can shift. And so whatever it is, we have to just be honest with ourselves and write down the blocks of whatever it is that is holding us back in this area of our life that is preventing us from manifesting. Point out what is going on inside of you. And when you do that, it actually empowers you to look within more. So you can really do inner work that will not only help you manifest whatever you desire, but oh my gosh, it's wild how it expands your perspective and it's so liberating. But again, so this is huge. You got to do that. You have to really look at the blocks, the self-doubt voices that are stopping you from this manifestation, and releasing these energies holding you back by asking yourself questions so you can really understand them deeper. Now, you gathered that. Okay, Raquel, I have to reprogram my mind in a sense, or shift my perspective, release these blocks. But what about visualization? Everybody talks about visualization. Well, yeah, that is a huge component, because visualization is basically retraining or even brainwashing your mind to welcome it in. As you do that, also then to take action to get there. Some of the world's most successful athletes use manifestation, you know, to win their gold medal. And also sports psychologists as well talk about what athletes do to mentally train their mind, along with physically training their body as well. But they mentally train their mind to help them prepare them for the game. And so we must do the same thing. We must mentally prepare ourselves for our game to get there. So I highly recommend you sit there, you close your eyes, and as you visualize yourself in the scene, engage all your senses to really experience yourself there. Put yourself in that scene from point A to point B. See yourself as well crossing the finish line. But not just point A to point B, really experience all your senses. What do you see? What do you feel? What do you smell? What do you touch? Try to experience all your senses in this visualization practice. And everybody visualizes differently, so find the way that visualization works for you. Also, maybe it could just be a vision board that you see and you just put yourself in that experience and you see it on a daily basis. But visualization in a variety of ways, whether it's inside in the mind's eye or it's out on a vision board, we have to see it. We do have to see it. I personally feel like in the mind's eye is the most powerful way, but vision boards are very effective. They really are. Many examples and cases of that out there. And then, of course, taking the inspired action steps. Like I said, the inspired action, because you feel so empowered now, that can likely come through you like, ooh, I feel like doing this now. And you don't realize that maybe that is actually going to take you to manifesting whatever it is. Or maybe it's you were listening to a podcast and they are doing something and you feel inspired to do that. Why not? You'll take that action, but you might also experience more inspired action through that is coming through you, as if it's channeling through you to nudging you. The universe is nudging you to take this action. Action equals results. Action equals getting what you want. Action also equals opening the doors before you get the exact thing you want, but it will get you to where you want to go, or even something better, which is likely to happen. So taking that action. So those are the three key pieces. Knowing what you want. So I'm going to say four in a sense, because you got to know what you want. So you say to yourself, you claim this energy. I commit myself to finding my partner, whatever it is. I commit myself. I'm claiming this energy. You are already knowing. You're claiming this energy. This is what you want. It's not a wish or a hope. You're claiming this. I am committed. I am claiming this energy. And then when you say that, see what blocks arise within you. See what doubts, self-doubts, voices arise within you. And then work through those voices. And then from there, allow yourself to visualize yourself in the scene in any way, shape, or form, experiencing that financial freedom, experiencing that soulmate, whatever it is. See yourself there in a visualization. And then, of course, take the action. Take the action. I know that writing helps a lot. I know that when I manifest the podcast, I truly wrote down like creating a successful, influential community or podcast. I can't remember exactly what I said, but I know that when I manifested this podcast, I wrote something down committing myself to this, and I was claiming this energy. And I did know that there were some doubts I had to work through, some insecurities, but also I definitely continue to visualize. Even though it did play out slightly different than my visualization, it still played out, right? Because I was visualizing so much, I couldn't help but feel excited to take all these different action steps, inspired actions, and nudges to make something happen. And I did. And that's happened multiple times. And I feel like that's what you gotta do. Those four things. Commit. Claim that energy. Claim that energy. You're committed to doing this. Two, I'm saying it again, release the blocks, the voices that come up when you claim that energy. Three, visualize. Four, take inspired action steps. And that is truly the simple keys to manifesting, the simple, not so simple, but no BS guide to manifesting. Whatever it is you want, follow that formula. And I have a great feeling something magical, if not better, will happen for you. And with that said, thank you so much for tuning in. And I will connect with you Wednesday. And if you can leave a rating and review, and you'll be submitted for the giveaway from something from my shop at eyesofaspen.com. This is the last week, and then next week I'm going to announce who won. Just so you don't forget, leave that rating and review right now. Send a screenshot of it to hello@yourownmagic.com so I know how to connect with you and reach out to you. So yeah, with that said, thank you so much again for tuning in. I'm sending my love. Jai Ma. Yomis, that is a wrap. I hope this episode was expanding for you in some way, shape, or form. Feel free to visit our site at yourownmagic.com or check out my shop, eyesofaspen.com. Connect with the other Your Own Magic listeners. We would love to see more conversations started on the Your Own Magic Facebook group. So with all that being said, thank you so much again for tuning in, and I hope you have a magical rest of your day.